Last night, I was in my hotel room trying to come up with the right words to address Chairman Guillen, urging him to bring House Bill 2744 to vote. I was angry. It's an emotion that's pretty common as we approach the one-year mark. Like the days of numbness, I really appreciate the relief from the days of overwhelming sadness. But this morning, I didn't wake up angry. This morning, I woke up at the Uvalde Junior High School. We were waiting to pick up David from basketball practice. I'm on the phone, we're parked, and Felix says, I'm gonna take the kids to go practice on the outdoor courts. I watch him walk off. Something looks different. I can't really put my finger on it. Continue my conversation, and then I walk toward them. And that's when I see her. I drop everything and I run. Hold her so tight, it should hurt. She's like damp with sweat, and I'm inhaling the scent of her hair like it's oxygen I'm deprived of. And I'm sobbing. The tears are what woke me up. And I share this with you to say that I'm so sorry I'm not strong today. Maybe that's what y'all need to see. Because at the end of every day, I'm just a mom who wants my daughter back. And a mom who doesn't want another mom to know my pain.
Next, please welcome Kimberly Rubio, mother of Lexi Rubio.
My name is Kimberly Rubio. I'm Lexi's mom. This summer brought unimaginable pain for my family that we will now carry with us through every season of life. The death of my youngest daughter was horrific, inconceivable, and yet preventable. Had our leaders prioritized the lives of Americans over guns? Instead, because this nation failed my 10-year-old daughter, I stand before you as the mother of a mass shooting victim. Her team won the championship for the 9-10-year-old division, and Lexi scored 8 of the 12 points. I've never seen my husband more proud. On May 16th, this stranger turned 18, and he was able to begin purchasing weapons and of war. He bought 1,740 rounds of ammunition and an AR-15 style rifle from an online retailer. The following day, May 17th, he bought a second AR-15 style rifle. Meanwhile, I purchased Whataburger for dinner. Lexi's order was chicken strips and gravy with a water and a chocolate chip cookie. On Monday, May 23rd, a delivery of 1,740 hollow points arrived at his doorstep. That day after school, Lexi went to her Mary's to celebrate her great-grandma's birthday. The pair made pasta. It's Lexi's favorite. On May 24th, 2022, at 11:33 p.m., I was at my desk working on a story about a new business in town. Meanwhile, a complete stranger shook my universe till it shattered. I'm a quiet person. I rarely speak up for myself. But when I become a mother, a power was instilled in me that remained dormant until June 8th, 2022, when I addressed Congress to demand a federal ban on assault weapons. Not for me, it's too late for me. But for other moms, for y'all. I'll leave you with this. Lexi was intelligent, confident, inspiring. She would have made this world a better place. It is my hope that she still can. That is her Lexi. That's her legacy. Lexi's legacy.
Five names and zero present not voting in the motion.
Yes!